From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The Islamic State group said Tuesday that two assailants who stormed a church in France and killed an elderly priest were its soldiers, according to an IS-linked news agency report. The claim just came hours after the attack in the Normandy town of Saint-Étienne-du-Rêvay. The two assailants stormed the church during morning mass, taking five people hostage inside and slitting the throat of its priest, who was in his 80s. The attackers were killed by police after they emerged from the church. This is a French interior spokesman who says an investigation is being conducted. He says the Paris prosecutor has given the investigation to an anti-terrorist unit of the judicial police and the Director General of Interior Security. Meanwhile, President François Hollande vowed Tuesday to wage war against the Islamic State by every means within the law after the two men were linked to the jihadist group. Japan is in a state of shock over Tuesday's knifing attack in which at least 19 disabled people were murdered and 25 others wounded. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga. He described the attack as very tragic and shocking, and he's praying for peace for the departed souls and extended condolences to the victims' families. The suspect is identified as a 26-year-old former employee of the facility for the disabled who allegedly murdered the people as they slept. He turned himself in at the police station, carrying the bloody knives and admitting to officers that he did it. He has a history of mental illness and had been hospitalized early this year after delivering a letter to Parliament in which he threatened to kill hundreds of the disabled. This is VOA News.